Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening. 1951 saw the merging of the Afrikaner and National parties and the appointment of Dr. E.G. Janssen as Governor-General of South Africa. We also welcomed a distinguished visitor to our shores as blind and dumb Helen Keller received the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws at Witwatersrand University. The first voice you'll hear now will be that of a companion and interpreter, Polly Thompson.
This is indeed a thrilling and memorable event to me.
Indeed, this evening.
To be with you this evening.
And it is a surprise to distinguished honor you have conferred upon me.
And it is a surprising and distinguished honor you have conferred upon me.
And while we're reading bestsellers like Herman Wouk's Caine Mutiny, J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye, and The Cruel Sea by Nicholas Montserrat, this was one of the hits of 1951.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
The South African cricket team, led by Dudley North, started their tour of England with a win in the first test, but had no success in any of the others, except for a massive total of 538 runs in the drawn test at Leeds. Of these runs, Eric Roan was responsible for 236.
236. 236 runs to Roan. Caught by Bedser. Bedser fielding in the gully. Brown bowling.
And at rugby, the Springboks pulverized Scotland at Murrayfield. Here's the last try of the match.
Dutoy now dribbling away, and the ball goes right over towards the left wing here. Johnson picks it up on his own 25, inside to Lauterhun. Now to Dutoy again, now to Johnston again. A yard or so from the line, but somehow or other a Scotsman is there to tackle. A loose ball, and a big South African forward goes over by the corner, knocks the flag down. It's a try. Okay, surely it isn't a try. The referee has decided that he touched it down before he knocked the flag down. And Dinkelman, that big lock forward, Dr. Dinkelman, has scored for South Africa to bring the score into the 40s. 42 now, and here we will see Okie Geffen tested to the full. Can he convert from the touchline?
Geffen converted. His sixth out of seven attempts to make the final score 44-0. At the movies of 1951, Gene Kelly as an American in Paris, Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh in A Streetcar Named Desire, and Mario Lanza in The Great Caruso, as well as The Toast of New Orleans.
Be my love, for no one else can earn this yearning, this need that you and you alone create.
Fill my arms the way you filled my dreams,
the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire.
Be my love.
hand in hand, we'll find love's promised land.
There'll be no one but you.
Florence Chadwick, at the age of 32, became the first woman to swim the English Channel both ways, following up on her France to England swim of the previous year with the southward journey in 1951, a year in which veteran heavyweight champ Joe Louis attempted a comeback against heart-hitting Rocky Marciano with this result.
Referee stops the bout. The time, 2:36 of the eighth round. Winner by a TKO, Rocky Marciano.
The Moon is Blue, The Rose Tattoo, The Four Poster, and I Am a Camera were some of the plays of 1951, while top musicals included Paint Your Wagon and The King and I.
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms about each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Television carried the first transatlantic demonstration of surgery with a heart operation performed by Dr. John C. Jones, and also featured the visit to America of Princess Elizabeth. Here she is welcomed by President Truman.
It is a very great pleasure for me, as the President of the United States, to welcome you to the capital of our country. And on behalf of the government and the people of the United States, I bid you a most hearty welcome.
And Elizabeth's reply.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. President, for my husband and me to be visiting you here in Washington. During our trip through Canada, I heard much of the warm goodwill shown by the people of the United States towards the people of Canada. And I am glad that before sailing for England, we are to have this chance of seeing at least something of the country with which the whole British Commonwealth has so many friendly ties.
The war in Korea continued, with communist forces getting rather the better of exchanges in 1951, and President Truman causing a sensation by his controversial recalling of General Douglas MacArthur and replacing him with General Ridgway. Top pop of the year, this song.
On top of all smoke, all covered with snow, my true lover, for courting so slow.
For courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
But parting is grief.
But parting is grief.
And a false-hearted lover.
And a false-hearted lover.
Is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you.
A thief will just rob you.
Take what you have.
And take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover.
But a false-hearted lover.
Will lead you to the grave.
Will lead you to the grave.
And the grave will decay you.
And the grave will decay you.
Turn you to dust.
And turn you to dust.
Not one boy in 100.
Not one boy in 100.
A poor girl can trust.
A poor girl can trust.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
Tell you more lies.
And tell you more lies.
Than cross ties on a railroad. stars in the sky.
The stars in the sky.
Young maidens,
come all you young maidens,
listen to me,
and listen to me,
never place your affection,
on a green willow tree,
spy sensations of 1951, the Rosenbergs, Ethel and Julius found guilty and sentenced to death for the passing of atomic secrets onto the Russians, and the disappearance of diplomats Burgess and Maclean, who later surfaced in Russia. A change of government in England, with old hand Winston Churchill premier once again, and Anthony Eden foreign secretary, in the year of the Festival of Britain. The year was also responsible for a landmark in radio with the launching of the Glum family in Take It From Here.
Ron! Come on, Ron! It's your dad! You're all right, Ron. Come on, there's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, try forcing his head between his knees.
Righto, Ed.
Oh, no, not that way, Mr. Clark. Forwards.
Oh, forwards.
Just leave it to me. Come on, Ron, you'll be all right.
He's stirring.
He's coming round. Now then, give me that water off there, Ed.
But, Mr.
Clark... Get it, Ed, and give it here. Now then, boy, sip this. Sip it gently. Mm. Sip it, lad. Gently, gently, gently. You gulp like that and you'll swallow the goldfish.
Oh, my head. Where am I? Oh.
You're all right, beloved. You've had a bit of a knock on the head.
Who are you? And who's that fat man who smells of beer?
Don't you come in and clever cuss at me.
Mr. Glum, he doesn't remember us. Hey? Ron, beloved, that's your dad. And you know who I am.
My mum?
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.